All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, September 7th, 2021. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation, which was to have been done by Commissioner Senegal. He's invited Mr. Jesse Heron, the chaplain for the United Steelworkers, to do that invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. If you feel led, please rise. Mr. Heron, would you like to come to the podium, please, sir?
Make sure the green light down there is on.
Underneath.
Okay. I'm colorblind, but it's on. There's some light on. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all those gathered here today. Pray that you would be with each one individually. Bless them, Father. We come to you with humbleness today. We have a broken and hurting nation, Father, that's divided. We pray that you would help us to understand that we should love our neighbor. Help us to do the best we can at that. Help us to understand that we have broken human hearts and that we don't understand fully your love. We pray that you would just help us to do the right thing, be with each other, be there for each other, get rid of the division. Father, we thank you. We pray that you would watch over this 650 families right now who are out of work. We pray that you would just be with us, Father. We humble ourselves and we thank you for our many blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Say the pledge in unison.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is receive and file bids for invitation for bids for a term contract for Jefferson County Sheriff's Department law enforcement and corrections equipment and uniforms. Item B is receive and file a bid for invitation for bids for airfield marking rehabilitation for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item C is consider and approve execute receive and file amendment number 5 to the contract for janitorial services for Jefferson County, which will add janitorial service for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 Service Center for $325 per month, one time per week on Thursdays. Item D is consider and approve execute receive and file notice of termination for gas transportation agreement with Texas Gas Service Company for the correctional facility effective October 31st, 2021. Item E is consider and approve execute receive and file gas transportation agreement with Texas Gas Service Company, agreement number 18686 for the Jefferson County Correctional Facility beginning November 1st, 2021. Item F is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for request for statements of qualification for professional engineering services for drainage improvements for Crane Bio Pump Station building and generators under the Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Program. Pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item G is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for a request for statements of qualification for professional engineering services for drainage improvements at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport, funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Program CARES Act Grant Fund to the county pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Chapter 200.318 through 326. Item H is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for requests for statements of qualifications for professional engineering services for rehabilitation of fuel farm pavement at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport, funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Program and CARES Act, pursuant to Chapter 262, Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item I is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for a RFQ for engineering and architectural services for rehabilitation update of the Jerry Ware General Aviation Terminal and Aircraft Rescue and Fighting Station, This project is intended to be funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Program CARES Act grant fund of the county pursuant to Chapter 262 Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Chapters 200.318 through 326. Item J is discuss and approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for RFQ for professional engineering services for landside road pavement repairs at the regional airport, funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Project CARES Act, pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item K is to discuss and approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for RFQs for professional engineering services for rehabilitation of main terminal HVAC at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport, funded by the FAA AIP program, CARES Act, pursuant to Chapter 262 Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 CFR, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item L is to discuss and approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for request for statements of qualifications for professional engineering services for electrical valve replacement at Jack Brooks Regional Airport, funded by the FAA AIP program CARES Act, pursuant to Chapter 262 Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, 200 CFR, Sections 200.318 through 326. And item M is to consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code, Section 263.1523, for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner second. Pierce, second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Airport, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the fiscal year 2022 TxDOT Routine Airport Maintenance Program RAMP grant for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport, which would be used for maintenance improvement of airport pavement, signage, drainage, fencing, herbicides, hangars, and terminal buildings, which is a 50% match up to $50,000. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the Visitor Center for additional costs for additional needs and replacement of security camera system in the amount of
$20,000.
Item B is consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for repairs. Item C is consider and approve budget amendment for County Court at Law Number 3 for additional costs for insurance in the amount of $4,500. Item D is consider and approve budget amendment for the nurse practitioner for additional costs for overtime in the amount of $148. Item E is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for purchase of the F-250 crew cab truck. Item F is consider and approve a budget transfer for engineering for the purchase of a laptop in the amount of $1,688. Item G is consider and approve a budget transfer for County Clerk Records Management for purchase of scanners in the amount of $4,000. Item H is consider an authorized county judge to execute a Texas Safety Program grant between Jefferson County, Texas and the state of Texas for the STEP Comprehensive Program for the period of October 1st, 2021 through September 30th, 2022. Item I is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,846.56 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for September insurance reimbursement. Item J is consider and approve acceptance of the 2021 Port Security Grant Program for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security for $637,328, with a cost match of $159,332 to be provided by the Marine Unit and the General Fund. Item K is regular county bills, check numbers 486088 through 486319. And via addendum, item L is to consider and approve a budget transfer of 279th District Court for additional costs for indigent defense in the amount of $25,000. Item M is to consider and approve a bargaining extension agreement number one to extend the bargaining period with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Association for additional 15 days or until September 15, 2021. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor? Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, I'll go a little bit out of order. Item B is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Golden Triangle Retired and Senior Volunteer Program Day. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford. Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And I believe that Crystal Petrie is supposed to be here to discuss this via telephone, so you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. And the proclamation reads, whereas the Golden Triangle Retired and Senior Volunteer Program and National RSVP AmeriCorps actively involves over 500,000 men and women aged 55 and older in need of community service. And whereas in 2020, close to 500 RSVP volunteers unselfishly contributed 58,977 hours of service to close to 50 nonprofit and government agencies in Southeast Texas. Whereas RSVP volunteers serve the whole community and youth, parents, middle generations, and the elderly by lending their skills and experiences to Jefferson County programs, and whereas the mission of Golden Triangle RSVP is to improve lives, strengthen communities, and foster civic engagement through service and volunteering, and whereas this proclamation calls for public attention the value of volunteering in community, now therefore be it resolved, Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the week of September 13th through 20th as Golden Triangle Retired and Senior Volunteer Program Day in Jefferson County. And this is signed by the members of the Commissioners Court this 7th day of September 2021. Ms. Petrie, are you online? All right. Well, if you wants to pop in at the end of the meeting on the public comment section, you're welcome to do that if you hear me, but you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line.
Judge, can you hear me?
I can now.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much, Judge, and thank you to all of the county commission for recognizing Golden Triangle RCP and the awesome work that our volunteers do throughout the county. I would like to turn it over to one of our advisory council members, if that's appropriate. Lynn Huckabee, to say a few words.
You bet.
Thank you, and thank you for your huge job that you do. But I'm so excited about this proclamation. We will use it to celebrate our RSVP members. You know, after a person retires from a lifetime of working, they have acquired skills, knowledge, and 30 to 60 years of experience. They are so gifted they want to share by volunteering in their communities, making a difference in something bigger than themselves. In places like hospitals and schools and Meals on Wheels and many other places. This proclamation is truly an honor and a nice thank you to those 55 plus who share their quality, their health, and their time. Thank you, Commissioners, for the RSVP proclamation. We are working hand in hand with the best people in Jefferson County. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Huckabee, and please extend the appreciation of each member of the Commissioner's Court to your volunteers for the valuable services that they provide in our community. We do appreciate them very much.
Thank you. Will do.
All right. On our addendum, item I is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National Disability Voter Registration Week. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And Mr. Wells, Mr. Seth, are you here?
Sir.
Please come to the podium. This proclamation reads, whereas in September, people with disabilities and our supporters celebrate the anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, and there are over 50 million people with disabilities of all ages living in communities throughout the United States. And whereas the disability community has a critical interest in policies enacted at local, state, and national levels that affect the integration of people with disabilities, young and old, into our community. And whereas getting the disability community involved in influencing public policies is essential if these policies are to meet the real needs of people with disabilities to live in the community. And whereas voting is one way for the disability community to exert their influence in local, state, and national elections, and there are multiple efforts to develop state disability coalitions around the issue of voting. And whereas Rev Up, Register, Educate, Vote, Use Your Power is a national effort to encourage state and local disability community voting coalitions. And whereas members of the National Disability Rights Community are organizing a National Disability Voter Registration Week. And whereas Jefferson County supports a growing involvement of the disability community in the political process, be it further resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County designates the week of September 13th through 20th as National Disability Voter Registration Week. All right, Mr. Wells.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning, Commissioners, Judge. My name is Seth Wells. I'm the Executive Director of the RISE Center for Independent Living. What we try to do is work with persons with disabilities and seniors to live as independently and accessibly in their communities, in their own homes, as long as possible, as long as they see fit, as long as that is safe for them to do. As a veteran, also as the son and brother and the grandson of veterans, I take voting as a very important aspect of one of the things that we serve. My family has been dedicated to the service of this country, and as we as citizens, we should also dedicate ourselves to a civic engagement. If I may, despite being twice as likely to face voting barriers as people with disabilities, over 17 million disabled voters cast their ballots in the last presidential election. As the Rev Up Network, Crip the Vote, and other movements build the power of the disability vote, we believe we can close the 6% turnout gap between voters with and without disabilities. National Disability Voter Registration Week is a national nonpartisan campaign to register, educate, and prepare voters with disabilities for the 2021 elections and beyond. National Disability Voter Registration Week is coordinated by the American Association of People with Disabilities and the Rev Up Voting Campaign. The mission of Rev Up Texas is to outreach, educate, and disseminate information to people with disabilities, family members, supporters, professionals, the general public, and policymakers on issues affecting the integration of people with disabilities of all ages into every aspect of community living. Thank you for this proclamation, and I really appreciate the entrance into this this meeting, as I'll always remember it, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. Mr. Wells, and thank you and all the members of our audience today who are veterans for your service. We appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, moving on to other items under County Commissioners. Item A is to consider and possibly approve and receive a donation of furniture from the Golden Triangle Business Roundtable for the Emergency Management Department. Item C is to consider and possibly approve and receive final payment from the Young Men's Business League in the amount of $203,470 for lease agreement to Jefferson County for use of Ford Park. Item D is considered and possibly approved and authorized county judge to execute a community development block grant amendment modification request for contract number 7218240 for extension, which we heard from Ms. Stover about earlier. Item E is considered and approved an order to adopt a tax rate of 0.363184 cents per $100 valuation. The tax rate is 0.340686 for maintenance and operations and 0.022498 for debt service. Item G is to adopt the 2021-2022 budget. Item H is to consider and ratify the property tax increase reflected in the adopted budget. And then lastly, which we'll do before we take a vote on this, is item F, to conduct a public hearing on proposed 2021-2022 Jefferson County budget. Do I have a motion?
Wait. Can we take F, G, and H separate?
Yeah.
Especially H has got to be, I mean, you got to have a public hearing, but G and H need to be separate votes.
Okay, well, let's do items. Do I have a motion on items A, C, and D?
So moved.
Second. And seconded. All right. Any discussion? And is there anything you'd like to say about this check, Mr. Coletti? It appears y'all had a good year.
Judge, Commissioners, first we'd like to tell you thank you for receiving our payment. That's I always like to watch the verbiage there. Just I was listening to the Golden Triangle Proclamation, and you know, as y'all know, the fair is the fundraiser for the YMBO, and it's put on by volunteers. And you know, without those folks, we couldn't do the things that we do. The success that we enjoyed during May was due to the fact that the public really came out and supported. We were blown away by the turnout, you know, with COVID and all the uncertainties, and it was beyond our expectations. So we were pleased to be able to contribute these funds to the county. And again, just want to tell everybody thank you for all the help.
Thank you for the work y'all have done. Any comments, Commissioners?
Appreciate what y'all did.
Thank you so much, Mr. Coletti. Okay, on items A, C, and D, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, item F is to conduct a public hearing on the proposed 2021-2022 Jefferson County budget. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved second. By Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Pierce. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. The floor is now open, and we are having a public hearing. Anyone wishing to say anything about the budget may approach the podium and state your name. If you're attending online or via telephone, you need to press star 6 to unmute your line. But the public hearing is open. And note that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Swain, but item H is to ratify a property tax increase. We actually are talking about adopting a no new tax rate budget, which is a de minimis decrease, a reduction in the amount of our tax rate per $100 valuation. But because of approximately $860 million in new improvements in Jefferson County, we will be bringing in about $3.5 million more in revenues with a lower tax rate. Is that correct?
Yeah, roughly we have a lower tax rate. We're going from 0.364977 down to the 0.63184. $2.5 million is the increase we'll see in revenue, and of that, the $3.1 million is what is going to be raised from the new property. And so it's around that.
I want to add this to,
because we discounted back for a collection rate.
Just add this to what the judge said. I know he said new improvements, but those are improvements that we did not have on the books whatsoever.
Correct. New improvement. Correct. New construction in 2020.
New value. Right. Yes.
Can I scroll?
Okay, the floor is open. All right. Hearing no comments, we'll close this public hearing related to the Jefferson County budget. Item E is to consider and approve order to adopt a tax rate of 0.363184 cents per $100 valuation. Tax rate is 0.340686 for maintenance and operations and 0.022498 for debt service. Item G is to adopt the 2021-2022 county budget. And item H is consider and ratify the property tax increase reflected in the adopted budget. Do I have a motion on those three items?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it.
Judge, right now at this point in time, I want to compliment Patrick and his team for an outstanding job, and the citizens I know appreciate no new taxes, no increase in them. Court, we did what we're supposed to do, and that is try to maintain so Jefferson County can continue to grow. It's very important.
Yeah, I need to thank the commissioners, elected officials with this budget. We knew kind of that uncertainty we had coming into this. Want to thank Fran. You know, we did move this up. Original date was around the 21st, so we moved it up. I think that was a direction y'all wanted to do. Hopefully, we don't see any storms here on out. We're thankful for that. But we're glad to get this out of the way and move on to ready to start October 1st. So appreciate everybody's help, and that's it.
Please extend our appreciation to Fran.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to items under engineering. Item A is consider and possibly approve tracts 4A, 4B, and A. 1.616 acres of land for replat of part of Lot 4 and 5, Block 4, Orange Farm Subdivision, located on Highway 364 in Precinct Number 2. This plat's located in the city of Port Arthur, GTJ, and has met the platting requirements of the city of Port Arthur in Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And maybe, Loman, you could get with the company that installed this new system and see why we're having this feedback after we... All right, under Human Resources, we have three items. Item A is consider and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Sherry Randall, an employee of the Sheriff's Department. Item B is consider and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Ryan Wynn, an employee of the Sheriff's Department. Item C is consider and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Dylan Lishaw, an employee of the Sheriff's Department. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
No question. This one question. Kerry, do we have when the starting dates for these, do they give you that? Do we have the starting dates for these? For example, I know we, you know, they have up to the...
Yeah, these folks are all under 6 months, let's say.
Okay.
And due to conditions, that's the reason we've asked. They're not eligible for any of the other leaves that we have available at this point.
Thank you.
But we've adopted our policy, or we're working on a policy to comply with the new law coming into effect that relates to emergency personnel like law enforcement.
That is correct. I have a copy here I was going to discuss with you sometime after and then distribute to the Commissioner's Court.
Thank you, Mr.
Eric.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. We are now at the time of public comment. And I just want to say that region-wide, that includes Orange, Hardin, Jasper, and Jefferson County, we're not seeing any decrease in the number of new daily infections. We're seeing pretty significant new COVID cases every day. We have seen a very slight decrease in the number of hospitalizations as a result of the new infusion center. We've done over 2,000 infusions out there since we started about a week and a half ago. And unfortunately, we, like I think Saturday it was, we had 40, come up, Mr. White, we had 40 no-shows. We've been averaging between 20 and 45 no-shows every day, and those are concerning because we have to schedule these people We're working 7 days a week, 7 to 7, to bring these infusions to people who have tested positive and are within over the age of 12 and within 10 days of the onset of symptoms. When people don't show up, it creates some problems out there logistically. Mr. White?
So the staff at the infusion center is set up to do about 150 a day. We were averaging 20 to 25 no-shows daily last week. So the amount that we booked more than what they were supposed to be able to handle. So we were booking 175. Then starting Friday, we went up to 32. So we talked about, we decided to keep it the same. Then Saturday and Sunday, we were at 40. And then yesterday, we were at 50 no-shows. So 175 that were scheduled, we did 118 infusions yesterday because of the amount of no-shows we had. So that is an issue because that's 52 people that could have gotten an infusion. So we're going to do a conference call tomorrow with the hospitals and see if there's anything we can do about it. But I would ask that if you do have an appointment for an infusion, that you please go to your appointment. And if you can't make it, just call the 550-2536 number and they can reschedule you or take you off the schedule so we can put somebody else on there that does need it.
Yeah, and so we'd appreciate the public's cooperation in that because we really need to work that center to its full capacity. I mean, there's some days it's done 158 patients, and so they're working very hard, and we want to make sure that we treat as many patients as we can, and those who want it are able to get it, and that we're able to do at least that minimum of 150 patients per day. It has shown to be extremely effective and is having an impact on our hospitalizations, decreasing the hospitalizations. We expect to see even more dramatic decreases over the next couple of weeks. The County Commissioner's Court has also begun a testing initiative that started last Wednesday. There'll be some Saturday. Do you have that schedule with you?
Judge, you have my copy.
Okay, I left it on my desk, but they'll be doing it this weekend. I think they'll be at
We have Hampshire,
Precinct, Chief, Four Service Center, Nome.
China and Nome.
So we'll get that out to the press so that people can take advantage of those opportunities for testing out there. We appreciate your work. Thank you so much, Mr. White.
Hold on for just a second. Question. Is there any follow-up on these individuals that's not showing up? And what are some of those?
Well, based off of HIPAA, we can't do it. But the hospital, what they're doing is once they're identified as a no-show, they immediately call them and reschedule.
Okay.
So they are being called. They are being rescheduled. How many have no-showed once, twice, three times? That we don't know, but they are doing their best to reschedule them.
But we'll have our conference call with the hospitals tomorrow at 1:30, and we'll discuss this issue and see whether or not we can come up with any ameliorative measures. All right. I'd like to invite Mr. Mickey Mosley up to the podium. He is with the United Steelworkers, and he has signed up to make public comment. Mr. Mosley?
Hi. Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
Commissioners, thank y'all for having us.
Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. I just wanted to reiterate that we're not on strike at ExxonMobil. ExxonMobil locked us out of our jobs. Our members reported to work only to have the company escort us out of the facility and lock the gates. Those gates represent stability for over 600 families. It represents financial support. It represents access to quality health care. It represents peace of mind. Now ExxonMobil chose to rob us of that. We have worked through hurricanes, floods, and freezes to ensure safe and profitable operations for ExxonMobil. We stayed on site through hurricanes even as our families were being evacuated. We kept the power running at ExxonMobil even as our families were home in the dark. Shortly before the lockout, the company praised us as essential world-class workers. They have rewarded our loyalty by launching an attack on our safety and our job security. For the union, the issue is safety. It's not about money. We were not proposing any wage increases for this year. These are good-paying jobs that pump hundreds of thousands of dollars into our local economy each week. We just want to maintain adequate staffing with experienced people who can perform dangerous work safely. Every day, every day that highly trained and skilled work, skilled steel workers are off the job put our community at risk. We all remember the 2019 explosion and fire at the TPC facility in Port Neches. Injuries, evacuations, and environmental damage. Right now, the refinery is being operated by temporary replacement workers who lack our deep knowledge of the operations and how to best respond in emergency situations. By keeping us locked out, ExxonMobil is gambling with the lives and health and safety of this entire community. On the picket lines, we see flaring, which indicates abnormal operations. Just this last week, the company had to shut down a reformer. We are concerned about the potential leaks, internal fires, and even an explosion. The upcoming hurricane season will only compound these risks. Our entire community is paying for the price of ExxonMobil's reckless actions. Lost wages mean less money spent at local businesses, donated to charities, and paid in taxes. $6.7 million per week has been lost in economic activity. For every dollar that we earn and spend in the community, that dollar flips 8 to 9 times. We are already into week 19 of this lockout. That is an estimated $128.4 million as of today. All of our community-based businesses are feeling the impact as local shops ring up fewer sales. The restaurants where our families celebrate birthdays and anniversaries are seeing empty tables. Reduced tax payments mean that public services and schools have holes in their budgets. There's a ripple effect that leads to the job losses far beyond the immediate jobs at ExxonMobil. As elected officials, we're not asking you to negotiate our contract or weigh in on specific issues, but we do want you to speak up for your community and your constituents. We need you to deliver a message to ExxonMobil that they must immediately end this lockout and put our local people back to work while negotiations continue. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mosley. Are these your members here?
Yes, sir. This is we brought some of our union leadership, our president, the secretary treasurer, and our international rep. We have committee members, bargaining committee members, but we also wanted to bring some of our retirees as well as our locked out members right now. So y'all can, if y'all had any questions or wanted to visit with any of them, we'd like for you to be able to do that.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
And we likewise are hoping for a quick end to the lockout and to a return to normalcy around here and for y'all to get back to work. Can you have that beard when you go back to work?
Yes, sir, I can.
Thank you, Mr. Mosley.
Have your people stand.
I'm sorry?
Have them stand. Oh.
Thank y'all for being here.
Thank you.
All right, is there any other member of the public that wishes to make public comment? Yes, sir?
One thing I'm going to say before you go there, Judge, Mr. President of the Union, Mr. Step In for Mr. Hoot, I want to meet with you guys, get a chance to sit down and kind of visit with some things. I've heard some things. I don't know if factual. Give me your side so we can look at everything, okay? All right.
Thank you. All righty. Yes, sir. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, Judge. I'm Nick Hunter, Commissioners. I'm a resident of Beaumont. I've been here for most of my life. We moved here when I was young. It's all I really ever know. Beaumont's been the city that built me. I was raised by a single mother who had to work a lot. So a lot of people in the community helped make me who I am. And I run a video production company. We do some social media management. And the reputation that our city and our county has is not good anywhere. right? So we're doing what we can to boost the positivity and the things that we're seeing in our community through social media and other means. But I came here today to speak directly to you, Judge, to say that with the overstepping that the governor and all of the state legislators are currently doing, it's time for us to step up and show them who we are here in Jefferson County. Like you mentioned earlier, the cases are not going down. I've had to bury more and more people every day, and the disinformation and misinformation that's being broadcast online and through Fox News and other media outlets should be outlawed. We have people who are taking harsh dewormers rather than go and get a vaccine. We have the Regeneron Center, which we are very, very grateful that we have that for. But for each one of those people that goes in for the Regeneron treatment, it's three shots, $1,000 that the federal government has to pay, not including everything that you guys in the county are having to pay to staff these places and then have people not show up. The problems that we have in our community are a lot deeper than the stuff that we see on social media, but the reality of it is that we've elected you as our leader here in Jefferson County, and I'm asking you to not only issue a mask mandate, but we need to do more about the vaccine hesitancy and the misinformation that's being spread throughout our community. It's literally killing people.
Thank you, Ms. Turner.
You're welcome.
I can agree with several things you said, but number one, as far as a max mandate is concerned, anything a county judge do has to be based upon the law, and I currently have no legal authority to take that action, number one. And when I took my oath of office, I swore to uphold the Constitution and laws of the United States and of this state, and I'm not going to act outside of law. Number two, I will never agree with anyone who wants to outlaw any kind of speech. The First Amendment guarantees speech, even incorrect speech. And I will never use government action to try to
prohibit that. I never suggested that you should. I believe in the Constitution, and I believe the Constitution is being trampled by our leaders at the state level. And it continues to happen, and without the strong members of the individual counties and cities of the state of Texas standing up and speaking out against the tyranny that is happening in our own state, it's going to continue. So I agree with you that we should follow the Constitution. Would you suggest that the governor and the rest of the state legislatures do the same, though?
Well, you tell me the specific provisions of the Constitution you think that need to be brought to their attention. I'll be sure and do that.
Okay. When could we speak with you individually so we could go over there? I could make an appointment with your secretary.
Yeah, that'd
okay.
be great.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Any other public comment?
Star six.
Is there anyone online that wishes to say anything? Again, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Okay, hearing none, this time of public comment is closed. And we will adjourn this. Is there anything any commissioner wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action or any other elected official present in the courtroom here today?
Yeah, Judge, just as a former union worker on Local 610, Coffman's Local 4, out of Texas, Jeremy's here, I know, but a longtime union person that's continued. My family was a refinery worker. My dad retired 39 years. My brother, two brothers retired after about 35 years. I understand what you're going through. I'm praying for you. I can promise you that I stand with you. If we do have any involvement in trying to settle this thing, I would like to be part of that and would be glad to be part of that. And for the media stands, I think it's just an outright travesty that your families are suffering this long. Back in the 70s, you had 6-month strikes, and families had to get on welfare because the refineries, I thought we were past those days, but it seems that we're going back that way. So We will be praying for you, and I promise you, you have one vote. Whatever I can do, we can't do anything as a court, but whatever I can do personally or even as a commissioner, as they send a letter or whatever, just give me a call. Thank you.
All right. Anything
that's else? That's ditto, and as I said, that's why I want to meet with you guys so we can make sure. It's important for our community to have all parts working. And that's very important for this commissioner. My whole family, and I'm not going to say, my family started out at what they used to call the Magnolia. So you know where I'm coming from.
All right, anything further? If not, then we are adjourned. We appreciate all of you being here today. Thank you so very much, and we will be exiting the courtroom so that we can begin a closed session.